outside of NWT, people are trying to flatten the curve and achieve epidemic control as quickly as possible. One of the information around transmission dynamics is that one in four cases spread could be either asymptomatic or pre-symptomatic. People can spread this virus 48 hours before they have symptoms, and the transmission of this virus is higher in the first week, even if you have mild symptoms. So that information requires that, A, we know we have travel imported cases and we have no active cases, but we need to tighten borders so we can decrease travel risk. B, even though we've had 1,600 cases test negative, and even though we have tests for every community in NWT, because of this new information dynamics, we really want to ramp up our community surveillance just to ensure that COVID-19 is not being quietly transmitted through mild or asymptomatic cases. We don't believe that is the scenario, but we need to make sure, we need to tighten up our border security, and once we have these in place, we can make a plan for moving forward to lifting up our restrictions, some of our restrictions and phases. The one restriction that will remain until we have a vaccine is our travel-related border restriction, because at this point, our single most threat for COVID is travel-related importation. As such, we always want to protect the most vulnerable communities, so we will still maintain that anyone traveling to NWT must isolate in the four major hubs, Hay River, Fort Smith, Inuvik, and Yellowknife, and that won't change.